Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Thank you very much. We are back. Scott Bogman, Chris Welch on the Twitters. Is it the Welch Bogman Sports? On the Instagram, the gram, as the young kids say, Bogman, which immediately is actually what I just did is the worst thing about social media.
You're such an old man.
I'm getting
older.
What
the kids
sure.
say?
But I did the bit where it's like, oh, hey, want to be kind of funny and cool? Talk about like, hey, it's what the kids say. They say the gram. They do say the gram. We don't need to. We don't need to pretend. Everyone wants to pretend. Yeah. We're just whatever we are. We don't have to be like, oh, hey, look, we're hip guys. Let's talk in a deep voice. Let's drive a Tesla. Let's do all this stuff. Let's be really cool. You know what I'm saying, Bogman?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about Instagram for 12 minutes. No, but we are on the Instagram. Bogman's, though, is at In This League, and mine is the same as my Twitter handle. I will tell you, if we had New Year's resolutions in June, mid-year resolutions, I want to get better about going on Instagram. Why is Twitter my default? I mean, nothing is your default. Your default is not picking up your phone and talking to anybody. Mine is just Twitter.
My default is Skype. So that's mine.
Shows.
So, yeah, shows.
Adobe
Let's
audition for editing.
Constantly do shows. Yeah, that's what I do. So, I mean, I do my fair share of lurking on Instagram.
I know you are a grade A lurker, but like,
that's
how do
right.
we... How do we get better? Like, you and I have talked about this. We're like, all right, let's
well,
at least
look,
do two
dude,
or three
we
things a
raised,
week.
We weren't raised in this, you know, we're not of the millennial version that had cameras on everything, right? So we never got into the taking 8 million pictures. You are better than me because you're a father, right? You have to take a million pictures of your kids because that's what parents do.
Well, I've also worked in like
pictures of anything,
but I've also worked in media. I worked in media for so long. So it's also like a lot more.
I don't have a job or a family, so I don't have to do anything. Right. I get to sleep all day and do nothing. So I don't.
You don't take pictures at night.
Taking pictures.
Yeah, you don't take pictures at 3 a.m.
No. There's no good pictures at 3 a.m.
But they're not safe.
Yeah,
for
they're not safe for Instagram. So that'll get you kicked right off Instagram.
We need to be better. You and I have talked about it. We're like, all right, 2 or 3 a week, and it hasn't happened. I tried to do a couple. I took a picture of a whiskey bottle out on the road, and like people immediately, I was like, oh, this would be a fun photo to look.
Drink what you found on the road.
And then yesterday was National Bourbon Day.
What were you trying to do there?
I was just trying to take a nice picture. That's all I was doing. I was getting the mail.
People don't know. Did you carry that bottle of whiskey to the mail with you?
I just had purchased the bottle of whiskey.
Okay, okay.
And I was coming home and I was like, hey, let's just try to take a nice picture. And then the realization is like, I did do it on the curb. So people think I'm sitting out on the curb drinking a bottle of whiskey.
Right. You look like you're the guy that goes out hiking or whatever, but you'd bring a bottle of whiskey with you.
The guy that smokes on the hike, you mean?
Oh, God.
Those guys. But yeah. I did post a nice picture of us, you know, for National Bourbon Day. So I'm trying to do more. We need to do more on the gram.
That's such a great picture. It is. So. Right?
Why don't you take a picture right now? Let's see a selfie. Put that. Oh, the picture, the thing you had in your hair for your last Carl's Jr.
video. I have a new
video.
One in my hair right now.
Let's get a picture and put it on Instagram.
All right.
All right. Let's see. I want to hear you take it.
Okay. Hold
take
on.
A couple though, because you got to take a couple. You can't just do the first one.
Let's see. Let's get the
maybe do a blue steel face, maybe a crazy face.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do three.
Maybe pictures. One with Captain.
I'm gonna do one picture. So.
Oh really?
Yeah.
You ever look at your cloud account after and you're like, oh my God, did I take this many of this? Like, this.
Class? I don't have a cloud account.
Well, you do with Gmail, but unless your phone's not hooked up to Gmail.
Yeah.
They're saving everything, Bachman. You have no idea, but if you go to your Google Photos, it's all there waiting for you.
I've deleted all that stuff.
Oh, no evidence?
No evidence. That's right.
Okay. All right. You take a picture?
Yeah, I'm taking pictures. So
okay, you're gonna do filters.
I'm fat in all of them, so none of them work.
I like the I like the hair. The hair is amazing. If people want to go back and see in the latest Carl's Jr. video, I feel like it's losing a little bit of steam, Bogman. I told you before. I feel like you need to ramp.
The Diamondbacks keep winning games,
but we need to ramp it up.
I'm sorry, I'm not gonna do a series. I'm not gonna do Swamp Things DC Universe series for Carl's Jr. I'm going to go. I'm going to eat the Carl's
Jr.
Why
don't you do a video going through the actual drive-thru and ordering?
You know, you're the only one that complains about this. Everybody else likes it.
Innovation.
Everybody else likes the bit but you.
No, I'm trying to innovate. That's all I'm trying to do.
Oh, you try to change everything way too much. You know, it's not innovating.
But you want to do the same thing always. You never want to change. We need to find a middle ground. I want to change things too much. You never want anything to change, so we have to find a middle ground. Halfway through the season. Film the people.
I'm going to send this one to you and you tell me if it's good enough because okay. I think I look like a crazy person.
Okay, well, Crazy Bogman's actually the best. All right, so I'm going to go on my Twitter and then we're going to talk some baseball. We got baseball things. Speaking of crazy people, I got someone to talk to. Has this been sent?
I'm sending it right this second. Right
now. Waiting 3 seconds is bull crap. Why are things not instant?
If this was a web page, there's no way.
I went back and listened to Joe Rogan and I was listening to that Annie Jacobson episode, which... By the way, she
I have the most ridiculously sexy voice in the world to talk about.
I hate her.
To talk about conspiracy theories.
I think she's interesting. I hate her voice.
There's no way that voice is real.
I was with my mother-in-law and like I was telling her, I was like, hey, I'm going to just play this because she'd be interested in the talk. And I was just giving her a ramp up. I'm like, I do have to tell you, though, I'm like, I can't stand this person. And I was going on about it and she's looking at me and I can tell she thinks I'm being like chauvinist or something. And I'm trying to say, I'm like, no, listen, I've worked with people like her that are doing this voice. I've worked in media. This is a thing. I don't like what's happening and it's annoying, but she's really smart and interesting. The minute I play it, she starts laughing her ass off and she's like, oh my God, the voice. And I was like, you thought I was being a jerk. And she's like, kinda. She's like, but I get it. She totally understood it. But they were talking about, I'm talking here, why can't we have instant text messages? They're talking about humans regenerating limbs in like 50 years.
What? Yeah. I wonder if in a couple years you'll be able to regenerate limbs that are just bigger.
if you chop off a smaller limb, will it get bigger?
Like, yeah, well, will you get a bigger limb growing back? That's what I'm wondering.
All right. So I'm looking at these photos. I love them. I think they're amazing. Here's what I think you should do. Well,
Of course, I need to change something.
Here's all you need to do. Edit so it is at the top of the ITL logo so we don't see your blinds in them. That's it. You know,
you need to see my blinds.
No, you don't. But put both of them on the Instagram post. You know how the those models that you peruse? And
yeah,
like,
but I'm not a model.
What do you think? One or two? Hey, dude, I'm telling you, one or two. I love them both. I think I like Smile Bogman. I think that's the one that's going to win, but I like Crazy Face Bogman. It's my favorite Bogman. So do both of them on the same post and go, feeling cute, might delete later, IDK. One or two. Please do that.
I'm not doing that.
Come that's on.
You just want me to embarrass myself.
I'll
constantly.
Do one. I'll do one next week. If you do, I'll do feeling cute, might delete later. It'll be a FNTSY thing we do every week. It's a bit. We'll change up. But both of those photos, put them up and go, feeling cute, might delete later, one or two. And then put that up and I'll do it next week.
Here's what. Tell me if you like. I did psycho face for you.
Oh, is so, the third one?
I'm sending Psycho Face to you right now.
Okay, so we might need all three then. It's not instant though. And then we have to talk about another psycho. All right, here it comes. Here it comes. Because we have Crazy Face. Oh, I like Psycho. All right, do all three. Say feeling cute, might delete later, one, two, or three, and put them up on Instagram. That is fantastic content. Do it.
I don't know. That's just okay content.
It's no, it's great. Trust me, it's great content. I'll do the same thing next week. I don't have all amazing right. hair like you, which is a bummer. But maybe I'll wear my Andrew Benintendi headband, which has hair attached to it. And I'll do that.
I forgot that.
Yeah.
So my cat like fell in love with that thing, so I had to throw it away. She just drag it around everywhere. It was creepy.
In heat.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know, but she would just drag around everywhere.
All right. Well, I'm as soon as it comes up on Instagram, I'm going to vote. I'm going to like it and I'm going to share it. So I'm waiting for the voting pick. And I want everyone to go to @InThisLeague on Instagram, like the photo, show Bogman that you love it, and pick which one, one, two, or three that you like on the same post, just like Jessica Weaver would do. I vote on hers a lot. Jessica Weaver. Big fan, Bogman. Big fan. You got a big fan. You a super fan of any Instagram personalities?
You can go look at the ones I follow. I'm a fan of all of them.
Who's your number one?
Ooh.
Mine's Jessica Weaver, 100%.
Mine is probably Maria DeMarc.
I don't think I know her.
Yeah.
Should I do some research?
I don't think she's for you.
Oh, really? What does that mean?
I mean,
what does that mean?
You say have a type, that would be my type.
What's her name?
Maria DeMarc.
Delmark or Domark?
DOMARK.
Oh, there she is. That's 100% your type.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, she got a private account too. I mean, I could to a T pinpoint what Bogman's type looks like, and it's this woman. It's 100%. That's great. All right. Should I follow her and get in on the private account?
I mean, I don't know if it is it private, really?
Yeah, it's private. Oh, 1.2 million followers, though. I just need to, I'm going to follow just because I need to know.
Lots of followers.
All right, Jessica Weaver. All right. Our boy, Zach Greinke, throws.
Your boy, Zach Greinke.
Not my boy. An almost no hitter. Please tell the audience what he said after. It was this weird thing with like Christian Walker that happened. And Greinke just kind of walks around, kind of just disconnected from all of it. I think he could have given up a hit in the first pitch or had a no-hitter, and he wouldn't have had a different reaction. He's the Kawhi Leonard. I wasn't going to lose $100, but I was definitely going to say a thing I can't say anymore. He's Kawhi Leonard, but worse. He's the baseball version of Kawhi Leonard, but on bad steroids. Downers, if you will.
What?
Yeah. What did he say?
Can you explain this again one more time for dumb people? I'm not sure if I understand yet.
Oh, well, he knows. He knows. He's a dumb person. I'm waiting for the Instagram post, by the way. What did he say after losing the no-hitter?
I'm kind of glad I didn't get a no-hitter. It would have been more of a hassle anyway.
I legit think I hate Zach Greinke. I can't stand him. I cannot stand Zach Greinke. I want people to be who they are, but he is so
weird. And he's a weirdo.
He's so weird. He's so off-putting. I know some people say he's a good teammate. Maybe that's the case. He doesn't seem like a good teammate. Unless you're 4 years old, I've seen him be horrible to people. He's horrible to other baseball players. He doesn't care about the game. I just don't think he cares about the game. Maybe he's more like Kawhi Leonard and he's just in a different zone. Maybe that's the case. I got to tell you, I cannot stand Zach Greinke anymore. I'm done with it. And might be more of a hassle. What? What are you talking? Might be more of a hassle to throw a no-hitter in baseball? Shouldn't this be a dream? This guy hates baseball. Why does he do this?
Did you ever read the story where when he got sent to the majors, I think it was AAA Omaha, where Kansas City has a AAA team. His manager there called him in the office and said, "Hey, you're getting sent to the majors tomorrow. Congratulations." And he didn't say anything. He didn't smile. He said, Do you think if I started out in rookie ball, they let me be a shortstop? And to this day, they don't know if he was trying to be funny, if it was a joke or what.
It's not cute. It's not redeeming. I don't know, man. Like, maybe I'm closer to it because, like, we're around the team. We're around him. I'm on the backfield. I see some of the stuff. It's so weird. He's so incredibly weird. He's a guy that, I'm telling you, when baseball is done, he's going to disappear. People will not heard from him. He's going to just, like, he's going to wear MeUndies out in the Montana wilderness, and he's going to just live off of, I don't know, yak meat and goat's milk. And just no one's going to hear from him. He won't have a cell phone.
He's going to become a weird priest. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know, man. He's going to turn all of his money to yen, and he's going to try to spend it in Montana. And he's just, I can't stand
him. Do you hate him because you can't figure him out because he's a weirdo? Or do you hate him because you think he just has no respect for baseball at all?
That's what it is. Like, I'm all for weirdos, man. I love Yasiel Puig. He's a weirdo. I know he can be off-putting to people. But what I get a sense of is he loves the game. He loves life. He's happy. He knows the lot he's been given in life. With Zach Greinke, I don't. Maybe he's a manic depressant. You know, maybe I'm being too hard. But it's a there. Tell me the redeeming factor outside of
he's
him
a good
throwing.
Pitcher.
I would say outside of him being able to throw a sub-70 curveball that gets more strikes than any other pitcher in baseball. Okay, that's fun and cool. Besides that, what's the redeeming factor? You don't hear him.
He's not Kellen Winslow.
Okay, sure. Yeah, he doesn't have a torso with a front and a back on it. Maybe. But he might have a real one, though. He might have a real torso.
No, he's like, you know, he's married. Like, his wife is like the most outgoing, like, wife among all the teammates and stuff.
See,
and
that doesn't surprise me.
All this, like, charity work and all
that's
this
like
stuff.
The Jay
he's
Cutler
just
thing.
A weirdo.
That's like the Jay Cutler and whatever his wife is. She has a reality TV show. She's
yeah,
a host.
Saying she an actress.
Yeah, well, she hosts reality shows. She has a reality show. She's a big internet personality, whatever she is. And Jay Cutler is just sitting there butt naked on a boat smoking cigarettes. But still, it's almost he gets the bit. He's so disconnected from life. He's a super weirdo. Again, I'm trying to bully or pick on the weirdo stuff. But he also doesn't seem to care about the game, care about the people.
I don't think Randy Johnson cared about the game either until he was done playing. Like, he
but
had
he
this
tried.
Weird.
Randy tried. Well, Greinke doesn't try.
I don't think Randy tried. I think Randy just had, he was just so competitive. It didn't matter what he was doing. He was going to be a psycho about it until he retired. And like, he calmed down, and now he's like a super outgoing guy. Maybe that'll happen with Greinke, but he's a weirdo.
But it's just like
no other way to describe
it's like the Kawhi stuff. Kawhi is super weird. He's quiet, doesn't celebrate, but he just won a championship and he lost his mind. Zach Greinke coming out, it's disrespectful for me when I hear you almost had a no hitter and he's like, it would have been more of a burden. What are you talking about, dude? All right, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up, more baseball talk.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In the bleed.
If you're going to be serious about fantasy football, it's never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. And Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package, including Friendos, the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts crew are providing dynasty season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off promo code FNTSY, the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com. We'll talk about some fantasy football, I think, in the next hour. So, like, I struggle with this exact one. I truly do struggle with the Greinke stuff because, like, okay, there's an article out there. I went and typed. I was like, what? Does he have a charity and stuff? Like, I want to give people the benefit of the doubt. He did a thing in 2015 where 1% of his salary is going to charity. All right. Let's give him some credit. Let's give that out there. But at the same time, though, he's also been super spurning to charity. What was the thing you were telling me on the break?
Well, he had, this was early in his career, I think maybe before he was a little more balanced out. But there's just been all kinds of weird stuff with Greinke, like all the stuff with the autographs, with who was the Rockies
Pat
guy?
Neshek. Pat Neshek called him a turd and an a-hole. A professional baseball player. He's a collector. There's collectors, you know, guys that I think Hector Santiago and Pat Neshek and Brad Ziegler, you know, those type of guys. They were out there and they like to collect stuff. And he went to he asked Greinke to
sign a card, like some type of you know, weird card that not everybody had.
This is for his collection. And Greinke said no.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he said he would do it. And then the guys, Pat Neshek said, come on, man, you said you'd do this. And he said, you're giving me a rash or whatever he said.
Yeah.
So I, to be honest, I think that's kind of funny, but it's also a jerk move. Like if you said you'd do it, just go do
it. It's just the culmination of all of the stuff. And like someone had asked him, I think you said early on in his career, and asked him to be a part of a charity. What was do you know the exacts of the story? So we're not just like making it up.
Yeah, it was something that they were just describing his social awkwardness. Like, you know, the first time he hit a home run, it was actually in Chase Field when he in interleague play when he was a Royal. And one of his teammates went up to him and said, you know, hey, don't worry about him, Greinke. You'll get him next time because he'd given up like 8 runs. And he goes, yeah, but did you see that bomb? Like there was no like he didn't feel bad about giving up all those runs at all or give it a second thought after it happened. He was just concerned about hitting.
Like if Greinke weren't a professional baseball player, the government would have signed him up to be a part of like one of their super secret cell sniper programs. Like it doesn't seem like he has like I'm just saying he doesn't have a moral.
If he wasn't a pitcher, he would be Dexter. Is that what you think?
Something like that. And I'm torn with it because obviously there's stuff that's out there, but like I have seen him be weird with children, with teammates, people. He's a different cat. All of that aside, let's say that
he likes our guy Eno. Eno said that when he comes in, when he goes into the clubhouse to the Diamondbacks, you know, Greinke's like, oh, the advanced stats guy is here. Here, let me talk to you. And he'll like pick his brain about stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's some of the good stuff. So like I said, there's things I don't like about Bauer. You know, I don't like most of like things about Bauer. Yeah. Or, you know, how he treats women or, you know, not he doesn't do anything abusive, but, you know, how he says, you know, don't talk about me. Don't be this. Don't be that. All, you know, all this stuff. There's just things I don't like about Bauer. That's fine. Bauer does tons of amazing charity stuff. He's a good player, except right now, those type of things. Greinke's a good player. But the difference is, I feel so. Let's take all that aside for a minute. Let's take out personal biases of the weird stuff. Greinke's one of the weirdest people I've ever seen. Let's take that apart. You're quirky. You walk to different beat to your own drum. What's the say? You walk to the beat of your own drum. That's it, right?
You got it.
I got it. That type of stuff. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt, and let's say I'm just venting stupidness. Take that out. Good baseball player. Take that out. I get a sense that Bauer loves the game. He interviews players. He's a student of the game. He wants to do videos. He goes to Driveline. He wants to help people, all that type of stuff. I don't get a sense that Greinke likes the game. He gets blown up. There's no emotion. It doesn't seem like he interacts with his teammates. Take the thing we're talking about right there. You had a chance for no hitter. You saying like, oh, it'd have been more of a hassle. It's like diminishing this incredible feat that, I mean, people want to be a part of. People, their entire lives. I mean, Dallas Braden's entire post career is built off of his perfect game, that type of stuff. It's the collection of all the things that are so odd. I think it's a little disrespectful when you're just like, I didn't care. I would have been a bigger burden. But then you throw on all of the stuff and it's just this weird story. You look at all of it and you're just like, all of this equals out to something odd. And do you not think it's weird? Are you just wanting to hear me go off about all this stuff?
No, I think he's weird, but I think I've just kind of come to grips with it, right?
But the no-hitter stuff, the no-hitter thing.
Okay, but remember, he thought that Puig was showing no respect for the game, and he took his bags off of the Dodgers bus in, you know, threw them over the fence or something, whatever he did.
He threw them off the bus. They stopped the bus. He threw the stuff out of the bus.
At some point, there is some emotion there. It's just, I think that because we're not seeing the ins and outs of who he is, that he comes across as weird because he'll do weird things. And it could be just he has waves of up and down. Like I said, like that one story I heard, it still blows my mind every time I think about it. When he got called up to the bigs, they sat him down and asked him all that stuff. And he said, "Do you think they let me go be a shortstop if I decide right now?" And it's like, "No, you're going to the bigs as a pitcher tomorrow." Yeah. He's like, "Well, do you think they let me be a shortstop?" And they still can't figure out if that was a joke. So I don't know. He's just a weird dude. Like, I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he has moments of normalcy, but he also is not gonna, has
not
the
calling
weird
him
stuff.
A bad guy.
Like,
stuff like that. Like, there's a difference between not liking a player and thinking he's like weird and maybe
he's not
even disrespectful. No, right. Given to charity. You know, he's not doing any, he's not in the news for horrible things. He's not anything. He's nowhere to be seen. He's not involved in anything. Well, he doesn't want a part of anything. He wants to, he wants to do things his way, and no one's going to change that. And there's a level of respect you have to have.
He also is just so socially awkward. Like, I know that he won't, players are only required to answer media questions the days they play. So he will only answer questions
unless Eno comes around.
If he plays. Other than that, he stays away from all the media people.
That's so odd. I think it makes it harder too because there's so many likable people out there. Joey Votto. And Joey Votto did that. What he did that video where he's like, "Kawhi, I'll give you my Metro pass if you stay in Toronto."
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
I mean, there's way more likable guys, but it's not that surprising. I mean, people call Eric Burns super likable and super personable, and we can't stand that dude either.
That's true.
There's no pleasing us. You know, somewhere hard in the middle to.
For some reason,
like,
I felt like I was activated when he did the "would be more of a hassle than anything" about the no hitter. Like all the other stuff, whatever. One last thing. Again, like I said. The weirdness, all right, you know, you're weird about talking about guacamole and you want to be a shortstop and you care about the runs you give up. And, okay, you know, there's a lot of assets there, you know, having a short memory to stuff and not focusing. Okay,
the guacamole stuff was so stupid.
It was
stupid because he said it right after he signed his, $300 million deal or whatever it was with us. So $250 million. Like right after he signs that gigantic contract, he talks about not wanting to spend $1.80 or whatever it is on the guacamole. So that was just stupid.
It was. You know? So take all of that stuff, just weird little things. Everyone has their players and their quirks. Take that out. I just go by and I'm like, all right, you know, he's a good player. I wish he was off the team because he makes way too much money, all that stuff. But then you have this one thing. He had a chance at a no hitter and you find out he could have cared less. I want players that care. And that's the difference about me. When I know guys love the game, they're passionate. I want passion in baseball. That's why I love bat flips and I love excitement and I love all of that type of stuff.
We're always going to resent Greinke a little bit because Greinke's on the team right now. And because he's on the team, Goldie is not.
Yeah.
Kind of the bottom line when it comes
Maybe
to.
Maybe that's the root problem.
That is the root problem. That's the bottom line when it comes to money for this team. So it's the fact that we don't have Goldie because we have Greinke. And I don't know. You know, a lot of people say that pitching is more important than hitting. And Christian Walker has been fine. When Kevin Crohn's been up, he's been pretty good as well. But I don't know, man. It's just something about your best franchise player in team history. You want that guy to stick around, and now he's gone for good because he signed the extension.
And you want that, and you maybe want the guy with the most money, who's presumably supposed to be a leader, to be a leader, which Greinke is not. And you want him to care about the game. And maybe deep down inside in the locker room, those guys are like, "Well, we know." Well, it'd be nice for us to know too. It'd be nice for other people to know that this guy really truly cares about. There's no passion. But you know what? It's what it is, man. There's more personalities than ever. Kawhi got so much attention about it. It was so awesome to see him be human and be excited. And like, you want that from people. I would want
Zach Greinke is me on social media. No, totally. Passion.
He is the physical representation of your social media. That is 100%. This one, enough of Greinke. I'm done with it. I was amazed at this because I would have, if you would have asked me, there's no way I would have guessed this. Shohei Ohtani, the first Japanese player to hit for a cycle. Am I the only one?
Ichiro never did it. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, Ichiro, there's been a lot of Japanese players. For some reason, I am shocked that Ohtani's the first player to do it. Not just because he's a world-class pitcher, but what? He's the first one?
Yeah, I was really surprised by that, too, because I was like when I first saw it, I thought, no
can't
way.
Be real.
And then I first thought, is he the first Japanese player? And then I was like, nah, no, Ichiro had to have done it at some point. And then they, you know, obviously, you know, Elias Sports Bureau or whoever does the fact checking looked into it and saw that he was the first one. I'm like, oh, OK.
You know who seems to love the game? Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani absolutely loves the game and respects
it. Sure seems to love the game. It's very a cultural thing in Japan.
But
these
I tell
guys
you what,
come over and sure love this sport and will show it. Even when they, you know, kind of culturally, they're kind of, you know, I don't say design, but it's just like how they kind of work.
What would you say if Ohtani, though, said, I don't want to pitch anymore, I just want to hit?
I would say that's fine because you were brought in to do both. I don't think it's anything like Greinke. I mean, I think it might be.
Well, no, I'm not saying it's like Greinke. I just kind of thought like he's hitting so well. And I mean,
he might be a better pitcher.
Yeah, he's probably a better pitcher. But I don't know. Everyday players hard to come by. But
yeah, but the game is
pitcher's hard.
It's about to change. It is about. I'm telling you, in 5 years, it's still going to be a small collective. But we're going to see more than one team or two teams. I know someone would be like, what about Jared Walsh with the Angels? Shut up.
What
like
about real Jared guys. Walsh?
Like, you're going to see Brendan McKay and more players are being drafted in that capacity.
What about Brendan McKay?
I'm not saying every single team is going to have it, but you're going to see more two-way players just like you're seeing openers be developed. And then in 10 years, I think if there is relative success on it, you're going to see it across the board. But back to your point with Shohei Ohtani, 281 average, 350 OBP, 8 homers in 31 games this year. I guess I should look at today's number. 280 average in which would now be 32 games. He's got 2 stolen bases because he stole one on Friday night with 8 homers. 2 stolen bases, 8 homers, 27 RBIs in 32 games for a guy that might be that's like if he had a full season, that'd be like an all-star hitter. He might have like, if he had started the season, he might have 14 homers, 4 stolen bases with like a 285 average. Think about what he could be as a hitter. He is the future of baseball, a guy that is super excited about it, can be dominant in both sides of it. Maybe Greinke got the short end of the straw box. Maybe he needed to come up as a rookie nowadays so he could play both positions.
I mean, honestly.
Who's more likable, Madison Bumgarner or Zach Greinke?
Ooh. Well, you're talking about too much emotion versus no emotion.
I'm going to go with Bumgarner.
I'll go with Greinke.
I think Bumgarner cares about my team.
I think he also cares about unwritten rules.
I don't care. At least he cares about something. What does Greinke care about besides guacamole?
Well, he doesn't have to care about that. As long as he, by the way, who's the better player, too? Definitely Greinke now.
Yeah, it's Greinke.
I think maybe over the career because, you know, Bumgarner's been parts of so many championship teams, you'd have to say Bumgarner. Yeah. That's probably pretty close, though.
It's pretty close. Shohei Ohtani, though.
Shohei Ohtani. You know, I just think that it's so dumb that we haven't had more of this. You know, it takes a phenom superstar. You know, Japanese Babe Ruth is what they call him because they haven't done pitching and hitting since the times of Babe Ruth. Really? So
Shohei Ohtani or Babe Ruth?
Well, Babe Ruth.
Shohei
Ohtani's played a season and a half. So not even that. A season and a quarter because he was hurt. So, and not even that because he got hurt last year. So like one full season right now. So, Shohei Ohtani. And baseball would have been fine without Shohei Ohtani. Babe Ruth doesn't show up. We're talking about golf right now on this show.
Let's get Tony Stark to get Shohei Ohtani back in those days, and we'd be good. Shohei Ohtani fantasy value for the rest of the year as a hit. Oh, this is what I want to ask you. Do you think that Yahoo has to get a developer to fix this nonsense next season? They can't go three seasons with the hitter and pitcher, two different player thing.
Yahoo is on their way. I think they're on their way out as far as fantasy sports goes.
You think so?
So, well, they cut a bunch last year. They decided not to pay the money to have some of these. Like to be honest, it's not about Ohtani anymore, because you just mentioned four or five of those guys that are coming up that are doing, you know, pitching and hitting.
But I mean,
so it's something that's going to become a bigger part of the game. So you'd think they'd want to be on the forefront.
They just care about fantasy football, though. They're just like everybody else, man. They're just like everybody else, that it's fantasy football pays the bills. You can't do anything else. And then everything else is everything else is to serve people to play so they get to fantasy football, which is maddening. I mean, that's why, you know, that's why we believe in the stuff that Fantrax is doing. You know, Fantrax has the most customizable system. It's unbelievable to me, especially like what I hate about it is Yahoo could take a little victory lap. I feel like where they're like, well, look, he's this incredible hitter and it's good. He's only one player, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time,
but next year he's going to be back to doing both.
Yeah. So. And this isn't a fluke. This you are seeing right now, in no way is Shohei Ohtani as a hitter this fluky thing. He's going to do both at a high level. It is in if they don't do it in year three. I'm out. I get it. Okay, the first year, I still hate it. I know your developer thing. Year two, oh, we're still not doing this? Year three, after what Otani's doing, what are we doing here?
Yeah, they're not gonna change, man. What would
you say you do here, Bob?
I'm good with the customers.
Go with the All right. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, I'm going to quiz Bogman on some underperforming players in fantasy baseball to see if he believes the second half is on its way. We'll be back in the sleep.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back. This is In This League. Find us over on the Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army. Bogman and I had pretty fun this last week. Pretty fun. We did the Brightburn. We broke down Brightburn, the movie, on our ITL on movies. And we did our secret show, which was, Doomsday.
A lot of Kellen Winslow talk.
Yeah, Kellen Winslow and his torso thing that he carries around. We talked about Doomsday prepping and a whole lot more. And then we have got X-Men Dark Phoenix coming up. Next month, we'll be going with John Wick 3 because Bogman hates John Wick. Listener Scott Guthrie literally started the fund and paid because Bogman had threatened. And that's what we'll do here. Like, if we don't want to do things, there's a price for everything. So that's how things go. You can bribe us into things. And that's what they did. And Bogman was like, well, I'm not going to see it unless it's paid for. And I'm like, oh, let's do it. And you're like, oh, we also need snacks. And I was like, well, that's, you know, now we're talking about some money, man. And
I don't even think I said that, to be honest. I think I said I need more than that. I think I said just sarcastically that plus $50. Not getting $50 clearly here. I'm pretty sure the Welsh is trying to just tell me what I said a month ago because I won't remember because we do so many shows. Sure. I'm pretty sure I said way more than that.
That's like it's the most absurd thing. Like, hey, a movie is paid for with snacks.
It's not that absurd.
It'll be better than any. Here are the movies that Bogman has seen in the last couple weeks.
Well, I'm not
Godzilla, King of Monsters, or whatever. Yeah. Brightburn. Give me a break.
Look, I'm not arguing that point. I'm not saying it's gonna. It'll probably be better than those movies. They were bad.
It's gonna be better than X-Men. And I'm a huge X-Men fan. There's no way X-Men's going to be really good. And there's no way that John Wick isn't better. No way.
Even if X-Men is bad.
No. Well, you know, they're talking about maybe doing another Constantine.
Well, I'm not saying that.
I mean, that's
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
If Shia LaBeouf is in it.
If Shia LaBeouf is in that movie,
John,
I will not see it regardless of pay.
John? John? John?
You have like to pay me a month's salary.
It was like Shia LaBeouf was like the pigeons in Finding Nemo. Mine. He just went, John. Horrible.
John.
If you guys
almost walked out.
You actually almost did. Yeah, because me and your buddy Chad, we forced you to go. Like, I don't think you were fully prepared for what was going to happen with the movie. We were just like, I really want to see this. And
yeah, you losers.
It was okay.
You can't tell me that movie was good.
No, it was actually pretty good. Shia LaBeouf was unwatchable in that movie, as most movies he does. Can you believe, by the way, that they were going to hand the reins of Indiana Jones's franchise to Shia LaBeouf? He was horrible in Indiana Jones in the Crystal
Crystal Meth.
Not I was going to end. Words I can't say.
Jones in the crystal
words
meth.
I can't say. Yeah, a horrible movie. Atrocious movie. Shia LaBeouf, the worst part of it. They were going to give him that franchise. He's one of the worst. He's so over the top and ridiculous. He ruined Constantine. He's the bad part of Constantine. Otherwise, the story was good. Keanu Reeves was amazing in Constantine.
I just don't like Keanu Reeves that much. I don't. First of all, like pointless shoot 'em up action movies are just not my thing in general.
Really?
Yeah. They're just really not my. I don't like the Expendables, you know.
People getting choked and spit on.
Yeah, exactly. So I just don't like those movies. They don't have a point. Like, I like a movie with a plot.
John Wick has a point.
They killed his dog. So now he goes psycho and kills everybody.
Yeah, I can relate.
Yeah, okay.
John Wick is a damn good movie.
It's and not
John Wick
good.
3 is going to be. I already said it.
They're all the same crap.
It will be one of the top one or two movies we rate all year over on our In This League Patreon.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I think we'll see something better at some point. But I like those stupid Conjuring movies are better than Keanu Reeves movies.
I don't like
that. I don't like those at all.
I don't like that. I was watching the NBA Finals and they decided like, hey, what better commercial to have during the NBA Finals than Annabelle Returns? And my son was about to play piano for me with the finals on and it's on and he just stops and stares and I go, hey. I'm like, don't look at that. Don't look at that. And he's like, what was that? And I'm like, don't worry about it. Too scary. And Conjuring, no way. Like Spider-Man Far From Home will be better.
I don't want to watch that crap, but I'd rather go watch that scary crap. At least it has a point.
If you were given the option to watch the new Conjuring with Annabelle at home alone or go see John Wick with me that's fully paid for.
Conjuring.
You're 1,000% the most ridiculous person I know.
It's just not good, dude. They're like, you know, they're just like those cheesy chick flicks are all the same, too. You know, those are all the same.
The Notebook or John Wick 3, Bogman?
They're the same thing.
Oh, they are? I didn't realize that Ryan Gosling is going to kill everybody in his love of whatever her name
is. They're the same. All I'm saying is, like, you could take those shoot 'em up movies and those sappy love story movies. They're the same crap, right? It's obviously different, but you can replace The Notebook with all those other movies. You can replace the shoot 'em up movies with all those other movies. I don't know. Like, to be honest, like the only like weird shoot 'em up movie that I liked was what was the one with Jason Statham? The Crank. I like those. Yeah.
You like Crank and you don't like John Wick.
Yeah. I like that he had to put his hand in the toaster to stay alive.
Now, I'm sure like, it that has was nothing to do with Amy Smart and that one scene.
Well, I mean, I like that scene.
I mean, we all like that scene. I'm just saying, does that have something to do with it?
I mean, it probably had something to do with
Amy
it. Yeah.
Smart, you know how we talked about types and we talked about types that we might have? If Amy Smart had an Instagram account and she liked to do some of the things that whatever that one woman was, you would follow that account.
Yeah.
Mary Dokman or what was that person?
Maria Del Mar. I'm going to go find Amy Smart right now. Find her on Instagram.
that's a Bogman type. So all the point is there's a couple things. You like our humor. You want to support us. You know, we're an independent venture, Bogman and I. And you want more content. You want to be a part of our little audio universe. Patreon's the place. Patreon.com/ITL Army. Our second tier, $5 a month. It's going to get you like, I don't know, four-ish, at least two secret shows. We're doing the TV and the video stuff now. We do the chats. We've got my prospect list. We just have so much crap up there. The $5 value is ridiculously crazy, and you're directly supporting us. It goes directly to us, and there are higher tiers, and we appreciate when you guys do that. And Bogman's going to have to do John Wick. We're actually going to go see it, I believe, next week, and then it'll be the one of the first things we do in July, but X-Men is up first.
Should we go see Annabelle instead?
No, we're seeing John Wick. Oh, God. See, Annabelle is the second movie? Oh, God, you and me together at a horror movie?
Who screams like a little girl?
I jumped in the first 3 minutes of Brightburn, and Bogman turns around and he says, ah, you bitch.
You did,
too. I did.
You jumped out of your skin.
The stupid kid just turned, and I went, oh, I freaked out. So, no, I don't. I always question myself. It freaked me out for the first time.
I didn't watch it.
My wife was just like, she's like, you're the worst. And I'm like, you're not scared of this at all? She's like, no. She's like, I gave childbirth. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Still scares me, though. All of it scares me.
I don't know. Yeah, I had a kidney stone, which they say is worse.
I had my gallbladder out. That was tough.
I don't like it, so. I'd rather have a kidney stone than Annabelle come knocking on my door in the middle of the night. I can tell you that much.
Oh, so. I got to take a picture of this.
I take that back. I'd rather have Annabelle.
This is the last thing. This is the last thing. And then I swear to God, we're going to do the fantasy baseball thing. Did you see the, you probably didn't because it's social media, the meme of the girl?
No.
This girl was like, I saw this doll in an antique store a couple weeks ago, and I've been thinking about it, and I have to have it. Have you seen that?
Oh.
Type this in on, let me see, doll. I'm going to just type in doll on Twitter, and I bet it's the first thing that comes up. It's not the first thing. Let's see. Let's see if it even comes
up. How about creepy doll?
Yeah. Type in creepy doll. Let's try that. Because I want you to see it, because I want to give reference to it for a minute.
Is it the one where the eyes follow you wherever you go?
No. It's literally just a creepy doll. Where's the, let me go, creepy doll meme? How is this not like at the top? I mean, apparently creepy dolls are just like all the rage.
Well, those, you know what those are called? They're just dolls.
They're just dolls. Well, I'll have to find it and I'll find it for you. But my kid, like one day they made they just made some like funky doll out of a whole bunch of stuff. And it's really creepy. It's actually really creepy. It's like out of
it's in your house right now.
It's in my house. I'll take a picture of it and I might even put it on Instagram. Where's your Instagram picture, by the way? Feeling cute, might delete.
I posted it.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah.
Here it is. Record. Oh, yeah. But you didn't do what I said.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Feeling cute, might delete.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, you're no fun. I'm going to do it. I'm going to write yours. Feeling cute, might delete 1, 2, or 3. I want people to do that. And I might take a picture of this really super creepy doll for everybody to see. All right. To the real things and the stuff and the things.
Yes.
Underperforming fantasy baseball players for 2019. Really, this type of conversation is usually kind of adjusted to the All-Star break. It's kind of just an appropriate time to look at like first half, second half. That's also the marker for first and second half. But what I want to do, I'm going to go look at preseason ranks. And I'm going to use the Yahoo because I just happen to have it up. And I'm going to look at a few players. I'm going to list off some players that are low rank-wise, statistically, who have struggled. And I want no, we totally understand there's a middle ground here. And you could still have some belief. You could believe in a half version.
This is a yes or no.
This is yes or no. And it's an obvious boost in performance. If a player's hitting 150, a turnaround in the second half is hitting 250. It's not hitting 220. That type of stuff. Should you follow?
Yes.
First up, underperforming player in the first half of the season, Jose Ramirez coming in at almost 600 on the rank, hitting 198, only four homers, 21 RBIs, 23 runs, does have 16 stolen bases. To be fair, of the top 31, it's actually 25 hitters that are on Yahoo, the preseason rank. He has more stolen bases than anybody. Anybody. Now, that is also
knowing. That's not named Adalberto Mondesi.
Well, on the on the top 25 page.
Oh, okay.
The
okay.
top 25 hitters top preseason rank. He's got the most. As far as homers go, we're not going to count Giancarlo Stanton because he has eight freaking at-bats. So we're not going to count him. He has the least homers of all of those players. Jose Ramirez has been garbage in the first half. So second half, can Jose Ramirez and will he turn it around?
If I got to pick something, I'm going to say no. I think that I can see him keeping this pace of stolen bases up. So, you know, well over 30 stolen bases. But if he's only going to hit 10 homers and float around a 210 average because he's, you know, that would be a small improvement. I don't know what's wrong with him this year. So I'm going to say no.
A lot is what it seems like. There's a lot.
Yes.
You know what? I'm in agreement with you.
My first thought will be a lot.
I think when it's all said and done, he's going to have a better second half because I just refuse to believe he'd be a 198 hitter at the end of this year. But the problem is I think he's going to be along the lines of maybe like a 215, 220 hitter. So the best he's going to get up to is from 198 to maybe 230, 240. That's not enough of a turnaround. That's not enough of a justifiable turnaround.
He's got to hit 250 for the year.
At this point, I mean, I was mentioning 190 and hitting 250. I think he's got to hit like 265 plus to be a true turnaround. If he hits
from this point on or for the year?
No, for this point on.
Okay.
If in the second half, from this moment on, if he could hit like 265 plus, I think that is a full turnaround. Yes, we'll kill him next year for his rank, but we'll go back and we'll look and we'll be like, okay, well, the whole second half, he did turn it around and we can feel a little bit positive. So we're with that one?
Yeah, I think so. Just want to look over the last month. He is up to 202.
Oh, turning around. Number two, Paul Goldschmidt. He is post 200 in rank. Does have 12 homers. Started off really hot with the homers. 40 runs, 27 RBIs. The RBIs are really low. In perspective, Goldschmidt has 255 at-bats. He has 27 RBIs. Jose Altuve only has 144 at bats and has 21 RBIs. And he hasn't played for God knows how long.
They got him hitting two a bunch.
But still, Paul Goldschmidt. Is Paul Goldschmidt able to turn this back around where we see the higher average, more run producing in the second half?
Yeah, I think so. We've seen this from Paul Goldschmidt where he struggle busts early. And then he gets it right. Like remember, people were talking about dropping him right around this time last season, maybe a little bit earlier than this. Right at like the end of May, early June, people were talking about dumping him. He wound up hitting 290 on the year. So I have no worry about Paul Goldschmidt.
All right. Joey Votto, preseason rank 47, hitting 257, has only 15 RBIs, six homers, one stolen base. Brutal. Over 600 plus on his rank this year, was a top 50 player. Do you think and a justifiable return of value is Joey Votto probably hitting around 300 and having more counting stats? Can he do that in the second half?
This is probably the toughest one.
I think so too. You know what, Box? I think
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I think I'm with you.
Now, he's over the last 30 days, he's hit 337. But that's in 86 at-bats. But he only has two homers and seven RBI in the last month also. So he's just – and he keeps getting these little nagging injuries. So I just don't think – I think the average can come up, but I don't think that the counting stats are going to. Because I think he's going to miss a day. It's going to be obnoxious.
Here's a good one. Hitting 195 with four homers, 24 RBIs. Jesus Aguilar, ranked over 900.
No,
he's sure.
I'm out. I'm out. So see these hands?
All the way out. All right.
No cheating. I'm out. I dropped him.
You got to drop him. He's a loser. He sucks. Last one, and we'll do some pitching ones when we come back on the other side of the break quickly. About 30 seconds here. Rougned Odor, 179 average, 7 homers, 7 stolen bases, 30 RBIs, but only 179 on the season. Pre-rank 89. He's over 500 on the current rank.
I'm going to say yes, because it just can't, like, if he comes up 50 points to 230, that's a turnaround. So I'll say yes.
Okay. I mean, I think
he already has the counting stats.
So but just, I think for him to get up to end the season at a 220 average, I think he's going to have to hit around 270 for the rest of the year.
Maybe, you know, I wouldn't rule it out, but I wouldn't, I'm not going to count out Rougned yet.
Yeah, it's hard to count out Rougned. I mean, the counting stats too. He's one of those sneaky guys where you can look at average and like, boy, look at that. But then everything else can be pretty, you know. It's like Joey Gallo. When Joey Gallo is not hitting for average, you look at that. All right, coming back, final hour. We're going to do some pitchers on here, maybe leaving a little bit more hitters, and then some fantasy football. So don't go anywhere. More in this league. We'll be back.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.